Just before Halloween, the so-called Frankenfish reared its ugly head, filled with sharp teeth, in Chicago's Burnham Harbor on Lake Michigan. And it's still a mystery as to just how it got there. Although the snakehead is a rare item in some Asian cuisines, there's a more common suspicion amongst local experts and hobbyists. That snakehead was probably a pet that outgrew its tank. And instead of the traditional farewell down the toilet, it was set free in Lake Michigan, free to eat through the lake's food web. Local pet store manager Edwin Cerna says that's why he stopped selling the fish years before they were banned by U.S. Fish and Wildlife. He remembers one day, when he was adjusting a tank, he accidentally got in between a snakehead's lunch and its mouth.
He bit me in the hand, made me bleed, it hurts. So it got a nice strong jaw, so that's why it's so dangerous for the users, because they can kill big fish and literally cut them in half. It's a strong jaw, so it looks almost like a big old killer whale, a little miniature version of it.
But why on earth would anybody buy a vicious fish that can grow up to 3 feet long in the first place? Jim Robinette is with the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. He says he's a fish geek.
I got to say, as a little fish, when you first buy them, they're very attractive, very neat little animals, but they eat like crazy. They're voracious.
Robinette knows not to be fooled by the little guys, because what happens next is the perfect plot for a B-horror movie. He says the snakehead fish grows quickly, eventually eating everything in its tank. If it doesn't die from overgrowing that tank, its owner might be tempted to dump it into a nearby body of water, where it will keep eating its way up the food chain. Robinette says that's the fear in Lake Michigan.
They could potentially start picking off small salmon, lake trout, which are native to the waters here. They're not real discriminating. They've been known to take things as large as frogs, some small birds, even small mammals that happen to get in the way there or close to shore. So they'll eat anything they get their mouth on.
Most hobby fish don't last long in Chicago's cold water. But the northern snakehead is different. The snakehead is native to northern Asia, and the Lake Michigan Federation's Cameron Davis says that makes the fish feel right at home around here.
It's a lot like us Midwesterners. It just kind of hunkers down, and that's part of the problem with the snakehead is it can live under very extreme conditions, which means it will outcompete those other fish, and that's a tremendous problem.
Snakeheads have another edge on other species. The fish guard their eggs, giving their young a better chance of reaching maturity. But perhaps the most peculiar thing about snakeheads is that they can breathe. In addition to its gills, they have an organ that works like a lung and allows it to breathe air. It's able to live up to 3 days as it uses its fins to wriggle across land in search of another body of water. But looking down into the murky waters at Burnham Harbor, Davis says we shouldn't run screaming yet. It's not exactly a horror film scenario.
I don't think that the snakehead's going to come and grab our children out of schools and eat them or anything like that. But it is a problem because a lot of us who love to fish for things like yellow perch, for whitefish, and some of the things that make the Great Lakes so fantastic could really be threatened by this fish getting into Lake Michigan.
Other invasive species cause an estimated $137 billion of losses and damages in U.S. waterways each year. Cameron Davis says simply banning the local sale of fish like snakeheads hasn't been enough to keep the Great Lakes safe.
We've got to stop imports of these kinds of fish into the United States. We can't protect the Great Lakes unless we're checking these things at the door when they come into the country. It's that simple.
Davis is pushing for the passage of the National Aquatic Invasive Species Act. The bill would allocate a total of $174 million to develop new technology for identifying and eliminating the invaders if and when they arrive. So far, local authorities haven't found another snakehead near the banks of Lake Michigan. But Cameron Davis says the initial find just proves how hard it is to regulate what comes into the country's largest body of fresh water. Standing on the dock at Burnham Harbor, Davis looks out over the dark waters and shakes his head.
It's just an indicator that we're in a race against time right now. And let's hope that if there are more than one out there, they haven't hooked up.
If they have, he says, it could truly be the stuff horror movies are made of, at least for the other fish in the Great Lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jenny Lawton in Chicago.